Fifth parak of Shvi's Mishnah Beis. We're talking about a person who has picked his vegetables, he picked his whatever they may be, onions, and he used to store them underground. The problem with storing underground is it looks like you are planting them in the ground, and we saw before, we don't want to permit on Shmita even something that looks externally like you're doing a malacha. So therefore you have to do it in a certain fashion that it's clear that you're doing it for storage purposes and not for planting purposes. The Tamer Tavluf, the person who buries these onion type vegetables, the Shviz and Shemitah, Rabbi Meir Aymer, Lo Yitchot Mitzasayim, you have to have a large amount of Tusa in. Al Goyva Shol Shtvachim, it has to be a height of 3 Shtvachim deep, this pit that you're going to make, and you're going to fill it up with these onions. And then Tefach Ofer Al Gabayim, and another Tefach of earth on top of them, that large amount looks like a storage and not planting. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chacham Aymerim, Lo Yitchot Mi'Abba Kabim. They say you don't need, so sign is 6 carbon. They say it's enough to have 4 carbon, a volume of onions that you're going to put on the ground. I'll go with a tefach, it's enough that's only one tefach high. And the tefach of al gabeim, and it's enough to cover them with one tefach of offer. The time of the welcome Jesus of them. You also plant them not in the middle of the field where you plant, it's a place where people walk, so it won't be recognizable that it's being planted for planting purposes. So once again, the Chacham are more lenient than we pass on the Chachamim.